I'm George Flynn, and you're watching In Depth TV. Today, we've got Grace McLaurin. She's the founder of and the owner of Success Strategies Incorporated, and they're in Memphis, Tennessee. She's got a master's degree in counseling, and she's from the University of Memphis. She's got a bachelor's degree from the University of Tennessee. She's got all kinds of degrees. Grace, thank you very much for being here with us, and you've gotten a lot of publicity lately, and I appreciate you being on the show with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what your big purpose in life is going on right now.
Well, it's just so exciting, George. I started Aim to Be Coaching after Success Strategies, mainly because I began to see that there were so many people that really needed to fine-tune their energy to support their vision. As I began to read that there are more people involved in suicide deaths than car accidents, I began to go, what's going on in the world?
Oh, goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that
But you help people get from point A to point B.
Point A to point B. And I said, there's so many people that are getting lost between point A and point B that I went, we need to help them. And we need to give them a clear picture of what their vision looks like and what their purpose looks like so that they can fall in love with what really matters, because all of us have had moments that we have despair. There isn't a one of us that hasn't had a moment of darkness, but we know to work through that moment. And for so many now, because it is a world of instant gratification, if you can't pay attention, there's a pill. If you have anxiety, there's a pill. If you need something, Amazon will deliver it. You don't even have to go to the grocery store anymore. Everything is instant. But the only thing that isn't instant is vision. And vision requires time and energy and focus.
Okay. Now, you're talking about vision, and we've talked about this on other shows. Why is this so important? I mean, I believe in vision, and this Aim to Be concept you've got, is this life coaching or what is this?
Because it is indeed life coaching. Okay. Is that so many people will say, oh, I don't really know what I want to be. I don't know. And I go, okay, well, let's fast forward to 90. Let's see what 90 looks like. And what's amazing, when we get to 90, they have no problem saying, let's look back on what you want your life to have looked like. Do you want to say you've got a degree? Yeah, I do. Okay, there we go. Do you want to be married, divorced, single? What do you want? I think I want to be married. Okay. Do you want to be married one time, many times? One time. Do you want children before you're married, after you're married? After. Okay. What kind of career do you want? I don't know. Well, do you want to be indoors or outdoors? And all of a sudden, when they look at all of these choices, they have no problem going, I want to be indoors. I want to work with people. I really am good at taking initiative. I'm very good at directing. So we go, whoa, are you interested in business? And so all of a sudden, they begin to put all of these traits together, and we go, wow, it looks like there's a career here in all of these traits. Let's look at mentoring. Let's go behind and let's see if there's some people who can give you some shadowing opportunities in these career opportunities. And so all of a sudden they're excited about what is ahead of them versus dismal.
You know, I was listening to it and it all of a sudden made sense going forward and then looking in reverse rather than saying, I don't know my path forward.
Yeah.
If you have the end in mind,
get the end game.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Let's
so
get the end
you
game.
You help people. How long does it take you to help people see that vision? And then what are the steps you implement to get there?
Good question. Is we spend about 2, maybe even up to 3 hours on clarifying vision all different ways. It might be a vision board. It might be going through multiple choices from them scratching and circling. And they'll go, I don't want to be in jail. I don't want to be an addict. You don't want to be an addict? No, don't want to be an addict. I don't want STDs. Okay, let's be clear. I don't want children before I'm married. I don't want multiple marriages. I want to have a career that's reliable. So they're very clear in getting that defined, and we're very specific on that. And so once that's defined, then the rest of it is, well, let's align energy, which is the first phase. And then the next is values, and third is choices. And so with energy, we talk about the role of a child chip. What does a child chip say? A child chip says, wow, I like that pen. I think I'm going to steal it. So I reach over here and I take your pen. And you go, she just did that on television. Why would she do that? Well, I like this drink, or I like this pot, or I like this drug. Feels good. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about the role of what I call a dark child chip, which is sometimes most every person I've talked with, they'll say, it's this big.
Okay.
And so if you have a dark child chip that's giving you all of these choices, saying, sure, you can do it, sure, you can do it. And then I go, what size is your parent chip? And they go, and I said, wow, if you've got a child chip, a dark child chip this big, parent chip this big, what's going to happen to your vision? And every single person looks a moment and they go, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And so they realize automatically, whoa, I've got to learn to parent this energy. And so what does that look like? They'll take a profile that identifies their nature. We clearly have different natures.
Right.
That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you or wrong with me. What it does mean is, wow, I would parent my nature differently than you would parent yours. And so the key is learning that nature and going, okay, this is my energy, but how do I parent it? And recognizing this energy, what are the strengths about it? If you've got strong dominant energy, you've got strong interacting energy, which is a lot of emotion, and then you've got an oversized child chip, you're going to get a lot of trouble.
Right.
You're going to get a lot of trouble real fast.
Right.
And a lot of these kids who are going off to college, over 75% of them lose their college scholarships in the first semester.
So people that have gotten these great scholarships.
Gone.
First semester. 75% lose 75, them.
Lose them. Just throw them
well,
out
Well,
that's
something that I think we need to look at.
Yeah.
When you do this, what age group, because it was going through my head, what age group do you find, I mean, you talk to somebody 5 years old, probably won't work. What is the lower age? Yes.
The sweet spot, I would love to catch them in high school and coach them along the way. They're exposed, most of our kids are exposed to pornography by the age of 12. That's a high number now. And parents don't have a clue, but they've got an iPhone. If they have an iPhone, there's a chance. And so already this is a choice. When you do the trajectory of that choice, habit, lifestyle, it's already detrimental to their marriage.
Okay. So we start in high school.
We start in high school.
And what is the maximum age? We've got some viewers here, maybe, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s.
I've coached people in their 60s.
Have you really?
Absolutely. Because in their 60s, I just turned 60. I just hit the new decade. And we're in that season of, wow, what is my fall season of my career? What does that look like? And it's not really working the way I want. I don't feel like I'm doing what I really want. Mm-hmm. I'm not managing my energy well. And they'll realize there was one person who went through, and she, when she had done this, real dominant nature, and everyone had said, oh yeah, this is our great leader. However, the nature had managed her to a fault, and it was owning her. It was affecting her. There are people, there's a young man in his 30s, that strong interaction nature, that it manages him. So he's always finding the next party. Where are my next group of friends? Mm-hmm. You know, and so learning to realize, wow, this is strong energy. And that's what we call that dark chip versus parent chip. And then when I talk with them about what do you do that nurtures you, light chip, they look at me like deer in the light.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people are so busy running around with instant everything happening, they don't know what it is to actually enjoy the day.
Right. Enjoy the day and enjoy the process.
Right. Enjoy the process. They have no idea. So when I say, what do you do that nurtures you? And I go, wow. So imagine if you had two children and one of them is this light chip that says, oh, yeah, I love doing this. And this other one is totally ignored. This one's going to get out of control.
Right.
And so the same thing within us is, if I don't take care of this child within me, it's going to go dark and it's going to take over, until a parent comes in and says, you know what, I think I need to put you in time out, and I think I need to take you out to Shelby Farms and go in a kayak. Let's have a nice afternoon.
Right. Well, I mean, we do that in the prison system. We take people and put them in timeout.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, that's when...
And that's a crime. I mean, to me, it's a crime. But there are families right now who are struggling because their kids are not managing their energy, and parents don't know how to manage. They go, what, you know, it's out of control.
Now, let's define you energy. We hear people talk about energy and energy alignments. And you're talking about what they do with their life, the actions that they take. That's the energy you're talking about.
Those are the choices. Those are the choices that they're making, and also managing their nature. So if someone says, well, you know, I've got ADD, I can go on and say they probably have a high I interaction dominant nature, and they haven't learned to flex their gear. So if you haven't learned to flex your gear to pay attention to detail, Houston, we have a problem.
Right.
And so what the world is doing is saying, well, we got a pill. And I don't fault that, but I am saying at some point we've got to develop people's ability to flex skills so that way they can flex those gears and say, wow, I've got to go to this gear. I've got to pay my bills. I've got to manage this project. I've got to get this paper done. So it's flexing gears that is so important in this process. So they learn that child chip, and they learn to flex their gear and go, wow. When I go to college, yes, one kid texts me and he goes, I'm surrounded by oversized child chip everywhere.
So it's a new language, actually.
It's a new language.
You learn a new language to be able to discuss this with you.
To manage this.
How do you do this? What do people do? They call up and say, I'm in trouble. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Like I've heard 50 and 60-year-olds say, what am I going to be when I grow up? I said, well, wait a minute. We got to challenge.
We got to start back with your vision. A lot of people want a quick answer, and there's not a quick answer because this is life. Mm-hmm. What I will take them through is a process of, let's see what you want your life to look like and make sure that makes sense to you, and then look at energy. Then we look at values. Because you see, a vision with no values is failure. You look at Elvis Presley. He had a vision. He lost his values. And what happened? Dark child chip took over. Mm-hmm. Whitney Houston, dark child chip took over. You have 75%+ of your NFL players that are either dead, divorced, in jail, struggling with addiction, bankrupt. Why? Because they were oversized child chip people that got highly funded quickly.
Right.
And they didn't want to parent nor be parented.
Okay.
And so all of a sudden we're in this thing because why? They didn't have their values in place. And the values gives a vision roots, and it gives a vision structure and hope.
Well, now we're going to the dominant thing here, the vision board. That's what I've seen you touted about and touted for. What is a vision board? And is it just picking out a bunch of pictures that you like and putting them on? What is that? Go through the mechanism of how you help someone develop a vision board.
It's really entertaining. They come in and we turn on the music that they like, and they're sitting talking, and everything they're saying, I'm making and noting observations.
So it's not just for you. It's not just fun time. It is work time.
It's work.
Okay.
It's intense work time. I spend about 6 to 10 hours with a person. So, and what we do on this vision is that two things. One, if I sense they need a vision board, then we go that direction. If I sense that they are more analytical and they would respond well to words, then we go that direction. But either way, what they have is a written out summary at the end. This is what my life looks like. This is what it's going to be. This is clearly defined, black and white, so that when I'll say, when they give me examples of dark child chip behavior going on, I'll go, wow, does that look like you're on your board or off your board?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they look at that and go, I'm off my board.
Right.
it's
so
not
you're
on my board.
yes I think it's brilliant the way how did you come up with this?
Honestly, I have coached adults and coached executives throughout businesses and began to see that their children, the parents, were struggling. And I began to look at numbers going, suicide rate is going high, opioid addiction is growing at 800%. And what is our country doing? We are funding addiction recovery centers.
Right.
And I go, well, aren't we funding the consequence? What if we got involved in the prevention on the front end? Because what I do understand is if you don't do drugs, you won't have a problem with addiction.
Right.
So therefore, let's put together a plan on the front end. Let's catch this thing on the front end before we flood the country with addiction centers, which are needed.
Well, if you can stop it at the beginning.
But if we can stop it at the beginning and say, are you aware of the formula, choice, habit, lifestyle?
Okay, let's go through that for a minute. I mean, I really appreciate what you're saying, because I've said it, but just not as succinctly as you have said it. Choice, habit, lifestyle. Let's start with the choice. And before we do that, how do people talk to you? How do they get in touch with you if they say, my life is not exactly where I want it to be? What do they do?
They can go to my website, aimtobecoaching.com.
Aim, A-I-M.
T-O.
T-O-B-E.
Yes.
Dot com.
Coaching.com.
Coaching. Aimtobecoaching.com.
Or they can email me at grace@aimtobecoaching.
Okay. And where is the office? So where
actually,
do you do
I enjoy that this is at my home.
Okay.
And I believe the reason that I enjoy it, some people have said, we want you to move into an office. Mm-hmm. When they come into my home, it's a whole different setting. They come in absolutely relaxed.
Okay.
And there's absolute silence for the first time. There's no sound. There's no beeping. There's no buzzing. We can turn on the music that they want. And we're listening and talking and just genuinely connecting. The other thing, George, I like very candidly is before I start, I'll make it very clear. The first hour of coaching is on me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't see that they're not connected, I end it.
Okay.
Because you have to have skin in the game.
Right.
And so if I'm sitting there and I'm like, you're here because your mom wants you to be here, you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to spend my time with you. In the 5 years that I've been doing this off and on, only one student has gone home. And I just said, you don't want to be here. Because now I said, I don't want to do it either. Why don't we call it? It's a win. It's a good day because I've got free time.
So you have a... The first hour, they come in, it's kind of an assessment, see how you match up. And so you do that for 1 hour. How many hours are involved in this?
I have spent, it's 6 hours on the initial, but I have spent longer simply mm-hmm. because if someone is needing that coaching, typically it's done in 2 to 3 hour increments after that. When these people are wanting coaching, they don't have a problem that they're trying to resolve. Like, I've got issues with my marriage.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is, how do I get from point A to point B? And if I sense that there's a problem, I refer them on to counseling.
So this is not personal, you know, issue counseling.
Correct.
This is
coaching.
Lifestyle and
A to B.
Right.
A to B. You
first develop the vision.
Correct.
And then from that vision...
Is the energy.
Then the choices.
Right.
Then your choices of what activities you're going to participate in. And then that becomes a habit. Is that where we're going?
Well, you get a little mixed up. You got the vision.
Right.
And then from that, that's clearly defined. This is
okay.
Where I'm going.
Right.
I was coming here.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to spend energy to get here.
Okay.
My dark child chip said, I'd like to sleep in this morning. Parent chip said, get your butt up.
Yes. Okay.
Get your butt up, get cleaned up, we're moving.
Right.
So that's energy. The next is values. I value integrity. I value making a difference with people. I value my faith. I value my family. I value my friends. These are values that will root me. Once that's clearly defined, then the last we look at is, let's look at a series of all of the potential choices out there.
Okay, that's okay. So your choices, you get your values, you have your vision, then you have your choices of activities.
Correct. What am I doing? Am I involved in pornography? Do I study well? Do I not study well? Do I sleep in? One kid was overly involved in gaming and didn't go to classes. Oops, oversized child chip. High eye interaction, didn't have the value in place, so we had to put that whole storyline. A lot of people, what the schools are doing is they've got drug programs out. We're going to have the chapel, we're going to have a series on drugs or on sex. Well, the problem with that is we haven't defined the vision.
Right.
So
right.
They got no skin in the game, and what they have is what I call an anti-parent perspirant dome. So when you're talking to these kids about the things that they want to do, you see these words bouncing off this dome going, I'm not listening. I don't care.
And that's one thing a lot of people have talked to me about is how do I talk to my kids? How do I, especially when they're teenagers.
Right, when they have that dome
right.
up.
How do you talk to them?
Yeah, when they have that anti-parent perspirant dome up, then I'll go very clearly, let's go back to what your vision is. I want to go with you. I want everybody to be on the same page, which is I'm here to support you in living the life that you want, your vision. Yeah. So that way, when a parent says to me, in fact, I've worked with the Medical Institute for Sexual Health, amazing organization made up of doctors who've done research that show what are the physical and emotional ramifications of early sexual abuse. One of the challenges, well, parents don't want to discuss sex. I'm like, As common as this has gotten, it's got to be discussed. But how we discuss it is, first, I go, what's your vision? Do you want to be married, divorced?
Now, in a child or a teenager, when it's somebody in high school, do you take them all the way to age 90 and then come back?
We start at 90. And they go
really?
They go there immediately. They know exactly what they want their life to look like. I've never seen anything so amazing. They would love to skip where they are. They would love to get out of where they are. So let's get them out of there. And they answer it like that. It's amazing. And they're elated. And what is even more astounding is that the vision that they want for their life is exactly what any parent would want.
Exactly, yeah.
So we go, wow. What happens is that they've been given a smorgasbord of choices. Mm-hmm. And I would say 99 out of 100, they've got to say no to stay on their vision.
Right.
When we were growing up, we had to say no to maybe 5 out of 100. Now it's 99 out of 100.
How do you get this out to more people? Because, you know, the old thing is if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Any choice will get you to if you don't know where you're going.
Right.
So your key is to find out and help them define where they are going.
Right. And to make the choices that will support
will get them
vision.
There.
Yeah.
And to stay away from the choices that take them off the road.
Well, and to identify the choices they're already making that are destructive. Because there are young kids now, sexually active, young kids drinking, young kids, oh yeah, I'm doing pot every weekend. Young kids that are already crossed over. And we go, wow, what a travesty. Last year, we lost 188 young children to suicide. And the problem with that reality is that suicide didn't just happen. That was the lifestyle after choice habit. How dark did their lives become?
Yes. I agree.
And how dismal. And you go, wow, we needed to get to choice first. We needed to give them a vision of what is beyond what is happening and say, your energy, you've got a dark child chip that needs to go to timeout. Mm-hmm. And let's nurture this light child.
So this is totally individual. So there is really no, I'm sure you've thought of this, is there a way to put this on DVD or sell it as a program to get it out to more people because you're one person.
Correct.
And
correct.
How
there
do you
been
get
many
this,
that have said that.
How do you get it out to more people?
I believe that that will unfold. I believe in my vision that this will be in every school, in every church, in every nonprofit. I believe that every single person working with kids need to understand this formula, first vision, energy, values, choice, habit, lifestyle. Our problem is we're addressing the choices first.
Yes.
And so people go, I don't care.
There is,
because
well, why? Yeah, why would you take a choice?
They have an anti-parent perspirant dome up, dark child energy's taken over, yeah. And they don't care.
Parent tells me not to drink, not to smoke.
Don't care. Don't care.
That's their vision.
Don't care. Right. I had one young lady. It was hilarious. She said, you know, I'm going to have sex. I said, that's fine. Let me check your vision first. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you plan to be married, divorced? She goes, married. I said, okay. STD or not? Not. Do you want to have difficulty getting pregnant? No. Do you want to have a lot of emotional traumas in your life? No. I said, well, we got a problem. Mm-hmm. Because this choice doesn't support this vision. Let me explain the facts to you. And as I began to explain, I said, well, first off, condoms aren't a guarantee. Let's make that absolutely clear that you will be STD free, because most of these young guys don't know how to use them. And then I think it's 56% use them only the first few times, and then after that it shoots way down. I said, if you plan to have sex, both of you need to go to the health clinic, get an STD test, and then make an agreement that you're not going to have sex with anyone else. She said, well, that's just too complicated. I said, so is having STDs.
Right.
And she went, maybe that doesn't make sense. Another kid, I'm going to use pot. You are? Let me check your vision. Your vision says that you want a GPA over 3 point and above. Do you understand the effects that pot can have on your brain? I don't care if they legalize it anywhere. Do you understand what is happening to your brain? Well, no. Well, let's just pull it up. We went through 20 different websites trying to find any website that would say it would not be detrimental to them. And finally went, you know what, this is a dumb choice. I said, but what is happening is that inside you, you are yelling for some light child energy. You are yelling to find joy in life, and you're finding it in pot the easy way.
Right.
So let's go in my backyard and sit on my swing a minute. I had this amazing swing. The kids go out and they push off, and I said, just swing for a few minutes. I'll come back. And I come back, and all of a sudden, they're going, I haven't felt this in years. I said, wow, let's just sit outside and talk. Keep swinging.
But you know, these sound like amazing results. You're one person, though.
I know. There will be more.
Are you planning to train other people, to train them? And where did you come up with this idea, though?
Honestly, I do have a master's in counseling personnel. I have worked in business, and in businesses, as you well know, being a business person yourself, you begin a business with what? Vision. It's got to begin there. And then what does it take to grow a business? Energy.
Right.
What does it take to maintain a vision? Values.
Right.
How do you make it happen day to day? Choices.
So you're saying let's treat your life exactly like a business, like a successful business.
Yes.
Because so many lives go to unsuccessful businesses, making poor choices.
Right.
And the CEO getting off track, and all of a sudden the whole business falls apart, just like life.
Just like life.
All right. You've got this. Are there any programs like this around the country?
The reason that I started AIM to Be is I finally said, I'm done. What I see is that so many programs, there are a lot of programs against drugs.
Right.
We're not reaching these kids. We have a lot of programs against sex. We're not reaching these kids. We have a lot of programs teaching study skills. We're not reaching these kids. I'm going, we have to start with vision. We have to start, what do you want your life to look like? And then back it up to energy, values, and choices, and get them to learn how to parent their energy.
It seems like it would be extremely emotional to them.
It is. I've had people that have sat at my desk, at my dining room, and wept because they weep over the loss.
Right.
What's happened. They see, wow. And they'll ask me, is my life ruined?
I would especially think adults would be there.
Oh, absolutely. And this is what I enjoy. Again, in my home, I do encaustic art, which is painting with hot wax. It's a very unusual medium, but it is ever so much fun. And honestly, the gift is, I'll say, let me show you what's happening in your life. You've got what I call an amazing background. And you see, when you look at any art, George, any art, if you want to paint a boat, you know what? What you're going to paint for most of your energy doing, you're going to paint the shoreline, you're going to paint the sunset, you're going to paint the water first. The last thing you do is the boat. So many people think, well, I've got to be doing my boat. I'm 20 years old. I'm like, dude, you got to have a vision for the boat. But what we're going to do is build a background. Your background might have a little bit of this and that that's not exactly what you want. And there's a painting in my dining room. I didn't like it when I finished. What did I do? I just painted over it.
Well, Grace, we really appreciate you being here.